Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rabbit Warsler. Batting second. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lloyd Brown. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lloyd Brown. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. And now, play ball. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler strikes out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into right field. Johnson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Porter goes all the way around to score. Sissel moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sissel moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sissel scores. Morgan moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Vosmick moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Vosmick scores. Hale moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive off the glove of Hodapp, and into shallow right field. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive towards short. Warsler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-1 in the game. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gooch moves to second. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Hale reaches second base with a double. Vosmick goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Indians. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to third. Two outs. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. It's 7-0, Indians. Bob Klein now pitching. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klein for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Vozmik hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Spencer is hit by the pitch. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a line drive towards third. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 2 in the game. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gooch for the out. Two outs. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-3 in the game. Warsler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hildebrand hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.